Grace and peace, everyone. This is Pastor Garfield Crumbie from Divine Word Impact Kingdom Ministry. We are a ministry that is built for purpose and designed for impact. I am your host. Welcome to the Empowerment Zone. In continuing on the subject, understanding the importance of studying God's Word, Paul tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 through 5, it says, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of stronghold, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. For though we walk in the flesh," Paul says, "we do not war after the flesh." So basically, Paul was saying that though we walk and we live and we exist in this natural physical realm or physical world, our warfare is from a different place. Our warfare is from the spirit realm. So he says here, "For the weapons of that warfare are not carnal." Simple meanings that the instruments of warfare that God has given us to combat the enemy does not come from this realm. So it is not carnal, but we are assured that it is mighty through God to the pulling down of stronghold. Now, weapon is an instrument of war. A weapon is an instrument that we use to inflict bodily harm or hurt on an individual. A key can be a weapon. A pen can be a weapon. A shoe can be a weapon. So a weapon is an instrument that is used to inflict hurt or harm upon an individual. And Paul tells us that God has armed us and provided us with a weapon that is able to inflict hurt and to cause the kingdom of darkness and to cause the enemy to sustain and experience severe damage. He said that this weapon, it is mighty through God to the pulling down of stronghold. The word for pull down there comes from a Greek word that means to take down, to lower, to demolish, to destroy, or to dethrone. So God has given us a weapon that is capable and is able to take down, to demolish, to destroy, and to dethrone our enemy. He said it is mighty through God to the pulling down of stronghold. Now, the word stronghold there comes from a Greek word that means a fortified military castle, a fortress, or a citadel, a heavily defended place. A fortress, a military stronghold, especially a strongly fortified town fit for a large garrison. A citadel is a fortress, typically on high ground, protecting or dominating a city. So the enemy has set himself up in a high place, which we're going to look at what this high place is, that would allow him to exercise dominion and authority over us in this warfare. But it is important for us to understand that we are not fighting to win a war, or we're not fighting to win a battle. We're fighting to claim the victory that Jesus Christ secured for us on the cross of Calvary. For the scripture says that he spoiled principalities and powers and made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. The word there, spoil, in the Greek, it means to strip or to disarm. So when Jesus died upon the cross of Calvary and rose again on the third day, he stripped and disarmed the enemy of his authority. For the scripture says that we know that he, the Son of God, has come that he may destroy him that had the power over death. That is the enemy. So the enemy's job is to set up a stronghold, to set up a fortress in our mind, in our life, so he can use our life as a base of operation from which he can oppose the will. He can oppose and fight against the will and purpose of God for our life. But Paul tells us that with this weapon of war, which is mighty through God to the pull it down of stronghold. We have the ability to take him down, to demolish, to destroy, and to dethrone the enemy. Now, Paul says here, casting down imaginations. Now, let me just back up here. When the scripture says that Jesus spoiled principalities and powers, he stripped and disarmed the enemy. The scripture says that he made a show of him openly. And this here, Paul is referencing in the early time in the Roman Empire, when they would conquer an army, the Roman general would lead that defeated and conquering army back to Rome, and they would be marching in open procession as the people behold this conquered and defeated foe, which reinforces the greatness, the power, and the might of the Roman Empire. So when Jesus died on the cross, he died openly. He did not die in a back room. He didn't die in secret. He died openly. So he stripped the enemy, disarmed them, and made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. And as when the Roman general would lead this defeated army into Rome, the word there, triumph, gives the idea of singing, of dancing, and of rejoicing. So Jesus spoiled principalities and powers and made a show of them openly, rejoicing or triumphing over them in it. So we are not fighting to win a war. We're fighting to claim our portion of the victory that Jesus secured on the cross of Calvary. Now it says casting down imagination. That word there, imagination, in the Greek speaks to structured reasoning or arguments or proud speculation that opposes God's knowledge. It speaks of the world's philosophy or worldview. So when man sinned, when Eve believed Satan and took of the fruit, man inherited Satan's voice print. So man inherited Satan's voice print, and man, our mind, became Satan's echo chamber. So Satan is always speaking, is always presenting argument against God or against our worthiness or what as to what God has seen in us. He went to God and he said to God, do you think Job is serving you for naught? For Job is serving you because of all his the blessings you've provided him with, of all the things that you've done for him. And Satan says to God, you remove that edge of protection from around him and see if I will not get him to curse you to your face. So Satan here had an argument, and it's the same way when it comes to the will and purpose of God for our life, Satan has an argument against it. That argument can come to low self-esteem. That argument can come to doubt and fear and trepidation. But the scripture tells that God has armed us with the weapon of war. Ephesians chapter 6 tells us that the word of God is the sword of the spirit. So we understand that the weapon of our warfare is the word of God, which is the sword of the spirit, which is mighty through God to the pulling down of stronghold. And the only way that we can become skillful with the word of God, or skillful with the sword of the spirit, is to study, to meditate on, to ingest, and to digest the word of God until it becomes a part of us. Jesus, when he was in the wilderness and Satan tempted him with various manner of temptations, Jesus said, get thee hands behind me, Satan, for it is written. And Satan also knows the word of God, and he also knows how to wield the sword of the spirit for his benefit. So we have to become skillful in the word of God to be able to cast down every argument and speculation against God that the enemy presents to us. And it says, cast down imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of Christ. That word for high thing comes from a Greek word that means the high place. Now, if you remember in the Old Testament, Israel worshipped various gods and various idols, and they set up the high place, or they set up the altars to these foreign gods in the hills or in the mountains, and they would set up groves and set up images to Balaam, to Ishtar, to Molech, to Marduk. And the Bible said that God would raise up judges in Israel. God would raise up a Jehu, a Josiah, and God would raise up different individuals to tear down the high place. Because it doesn't matter how many times God delivered Israel, as long as Israel still had a high place, they would resort back to idol worship. And for many of us might have a high place in our life. Many of us may have a high place in our life that it doesn't matter how many times God breaks us out, and it doesn't matter how many times God brings us through, but because that high place is still there in our life, the enemy is able to keep pulling us back. And every time we succumb or submit to the temptation or to the argument of the enemy, we are worshiping in the high place. So God says he's given us the word, the sword of the Spirit, to take it down, to demolish it, to destroy it, to dethrone it, so that the enemy cannot have a base of operation in our life. So God gives us the sword of the Spirit to take down that high place. And it says here, bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. The word there, bringing into captivity, comes from a Greek word, two Greek words, which when compounded, it means to take by the edge or by the tip of the sword or by the tip of the spear. And the image that Paul wanted to paint there to us is for us to visualize an individual, an enemy, being taken prisoner, and he has the captive behind him pushing that spear in his back or pushing that sword in his back and telling him to move, to keep going. So Jesus, Paul is here saying that we have the sword of the Spirit, the word of God, to take the enemy, to bring him into captivity by the edge of the sword. That's why the scripture says that when Jesus ascended on high, he led captivity captives. So God has given us the weapons of warfare. He's given us the means to tear down, to demolish, to destroy, to dethrone, and to take captive, to bring into our captivity or to bring into his captivity the thoughts, the arguments, and the vices of the enemy, the methodology of the enemy that he has purposed to wage this long war against our soul. And we've been given the authority to take him captive. But we must study the word of God. We must meditate on the word of God. We must ingest and digest the word of God so we can become skillful. For Paul says, for we are more than conqueror to him that love us. That word conquer, more than, comes from the Greek eupanikos, which means an excessive, not just winning by the edge of our teeth, but he's speaking about an excessive, an overwhelming triumph and victory. So we're not fighting in this warfare for the victory, but we're fighting to claim our portion of the victory that was secured by Christ through his finished work on the cross of Calvary. So fight on and go in this thy might.
I'd like to thank everyone for joining me on today's program. I invite you to join me next week, Saturday at 8:30, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. God bless and go in this thy might.